The United States Supreme Court has said every member of the population deserves equal representation, and it's unfair to have a few people represented by one legislator and at the same time have a large number of people also represented by one legislator.
That's John Fellows explaining at a recent town hall meeting why voting districts are drawn primarily by population. Fellows is the general counsel for the Utah State Legislature and says redistricting based on population might not work for everybody, but it is the most fair option.
We had a woman from Garfield County who came up and testified in front of the committee and said, I'm a Democrat and I've been disenfranchised because I never have the opportunity to represent a Democrat. Well, that's right. She never will have an opportunity to represent a Democrat because she is surrounded by Republicans and they will virtually always represent a Republican.
Alex Cragen is the executive director for the Utah Democratic Party. He sees redistricting as an opportunity to change the political landscape in the state and encourages Democrats in Utah to get involved at all levels.
Come get involved, run for city council, run for county commissioner, apply for a school board in your local area. We need you to be involved in order for us to make this state a more balanced Utah.
The upcoming November election will include a ballot initiative that, if it passes, would require a 7-member independent redistricting commission appointed by the governor and leading lawmakers to draw voting districts. Fellows says the Utah legislature would have final district map approval.
It's hard to figure out a fair way. Population seems a fair and objective way to distribute votes, but inevitably there will be winners and losers in that process.
There are opportunities across the state for us to be able to pick up seats, and it's a matter of us going and making sure that people know that there is a Democratic Party here in Utah. Ogden, you know, Utah County, places like Summit County are growing in terms of population, and the people that are moving into those areas are coming from historically progressive areas like California and Colorado. We're, you know, hoping to say, hey, welcome to the neighborhood. Come get involved.
If the ballot initiative passes, the 2020 census will be the first census used for Utah's new method of redistricting. For Utah Public Radio, I'm Tamsin Malloy.